This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold my beer while I kiss your girlfriend.
Don't touch her.
Okay, sorry. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you screamed loudly in 11th grade during a basketball game because a super sweaty girl from the other team's dripping armpit wiped across your shoulder, neck, and face. And then for years after, this girl told everyone she was going to kick your ass. And I was genuinely scared for years. Hi.
Oh.
I am.
I'm scared right now.
Oh, if she's going to hear this, she might come for me. Well, I think she still lives here.
Shit.
I don't know.
How can we know?
Well, I'm still Amy Goodmurphy. And beside me, as always, is the creator of the movie Little Gay Girly Gargoyle Does New York City. It's Ryan Steele.
You're not supposed to say anything.
What? It's out.
Yeah.
It went straight to DVD.
That's why I don't want to talk about it. We did go in theaters for like a day and they pulled it right away because it performed so poorly.
Yeah, but remember my movie? You told me it went straight to DVD too that time. And so it's kind of like we're together.
I guess so. But Little Girly Gorly.
You don't even know the title to your movie?
I've had a few whiskeys today.
You've had whiskeys today?
Yeah, I'm back, you guys.
No, you're not.
No, day 73.
Listen, I've had some whiskeys myself. And that is neither your business nor anyone else's, especially Jenny's.
It's true.
Your movie is called Little Gay Girly Gargoyle Does New York City. You know it.
Little Gay Girly Gargoyle Does New York City.
That's right.
Yes. It's kind of like a Home Alone 2 vibe.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, lost in New York, whatever.
I know it.
But yeah, I cast my nephew. I flew him up for this.
Of course. With all the money.
Yeah, with all the money. And
with all the money.
And he came and it was a 3-week shoot.
Wow.
I had really big people behind me. I thought it was going to do well.
Yeah.
But then when I showed it to them, they were horrified,
really
laughing, and just pointed at me, dyke.
Everyone keeps calling you a dyke, and I don't understand that.
I don't know either. I guess maybe I got a haircut. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it does look a little bit like D's.
Anyway, if you guys are at Blockbuster Video, go check it out.
There's no more. I don't think there's any Blockbusters, or is there one? Is it the last Blockbuster?
Like, you guys are at Rogers Video.
No, there's no Rogers Video anymore. There's no more video centers. It's straight to DVD. You have to order it online.
Oh my God.
So if you guys are online, if you guys get yourselves online, get yourself a copy of Little Gay Girly Gargoyle Does New York City.
That's so hard to say. You could say it like fucking just rolls off your tongue.
Well, I was reading it.
Okay.
I get Little Gay Girly Gargoyle Does New York City. Didn't read it there.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
What did you think?
I loved the little girl girly gay gargoyle. Gay gargoyle.
What was your favorite part?
Gargoyle. Mm-hmm. My favorite part was when the little girl girly girl.
My nephew, yeah.
Your nephew, sorry. Mm-hmm. Your nephew went into that gay club in, went to Stonewall.
Yep.
Remember? And he like did the whole, he was like commemorating everything and he was like so tiny. I loved how you made him tiny,
yeah.
But it was weird that you left the green screen in. Like the green screen didn't really work. Mm-hmm.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
No, yeah.
It didn't work. So there was just a big green screen behind and it sort of like, it was almost like you like stopped mid edit.
Yeah.
So he was kind of small, but still you could see like a shadow of his real size.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see the text on the bottom left that said, use your imagination at this part?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
And I did like that.
Okay, good. I wanted people to like, to just see it in their own brain. Like you know, when you read a book and you kind of like think about it,
yeah.
Like in your own head, you make up what it looks like.
Yeah.
Similar thing.
No, I you were really confident when you said that. He looked into the camera and said similar thing. So I get that, and that's what a filmmaker does, right? Mm-hmm. Is like everything, and like they say, it the story comes in the edit.
Yeah.
So if the green screen's not working,
yeah,
this too shall pass.
Yeah.
And you move on.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a little asterisk and you said use your imagination.
Yes.
And then I really like that you said at this part.
Yeah.
Because the green screen didn't leave,
mm-hmm.
but that part seemed pretty pivotal to the story.
Yeah.
Anyways, he goes into Stonewall and he goes, I love that he yelled because a kid shouldn't say this, mm-hmm. but he yelled, give me a martini, faggot. Remember? And then he pointed his finger like that. Give me a martini, faggot.
Yeah. We had to do that take so many times.
Did you?
And my sister, like I had to actually like get her out of the fucking building. Cause she was like, I don't want him saying that. I'm like,
yes.
Fuck you.
And yep.
I got her out of there. It's like, this is acting.
Yes.
And you're not going to see any of this money, bitch.
No,
no,
he didn't get paid. You didn't get paid. There was a lot of, you're in a lot of debt.
Yeah. Please join our Patreon.
Yeah, please. He made Little Gay Girly Gargoyle Does New York City, and now he's in so much debt.
Yeah, I can't even afford my bachelor apartment anymore.
Oh my God, I can't give you any money.
No,
please. I can't. I can't. I'll ask Jenny, but I can't.
Thanks.
I'll ask my dad, but he won't. Anyways, this girl wants to kick my ass.
Yeah, I would say, what happened? She sweat on you and she wants to kick your ass?
Listen, it's really terrible, okay? I was in 11th grade and we were at her school and we were playing them. It was a game. Okay. I was playing point. No, I wasn't point guard. My God. I was post.
Basketball. All right.
So I was basically a tall girl who had like limited skill.
But no, I thought no one fucked with you.
Well, listen, that was mostly elementary school.
Oh.
And then in high school, people started to fuck with me. Like they knew they could take me down.
Really?
It was like, I was probably like a huge girl in elementary school and was like, oh, I'm taller than you. I remember the other day I pushed a boy down because I was like,
the other day?
No, I remember. I remember the other day when I pushed this small boy down. Never mind. I'm not talking about me being a bully anymore.
Okay,
I'm talking about this girl bullying me.
Yeah, cunt.
Except that hey, be careful.
Yeah.
She could still be coming.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, so we're playing basketball and she was very sweaty and she was a good basketball player. She was working hard.
Yeah.
She kept like, you know, she was my opponent.
Yeah.
So she kept my check. So she kept coming up on me and was getting, and was like, what, slipping off of me? And I was like, oh God, it was like a lot. And I was telling my teammates. And then of course, also like I would do anything for a laugh. So I was telling my teammates, this bitch is fucking dripping all over me. My God, I can't take it.
Yeah.
And then one move, she wipes her armpit that is dripping because she's playing a sport all over my shoulder, neck, and my face. And I couldn't take it anymore. And I went, ew, fuck. Like you got your armpit. It's all over. And everyone heard. And it was like enough of a kerfuffle that like the whistle was blown. And I guess ever since then,
mm-hmm.
word got through the grapevine because it didn't get to me from her.
Mm-hmm.
It got to me later that this girl was going to kick my fucking ass.
Whoa.
Yeah, for doing that. She was going to kick my ass. She was going to jump me when I wasn't expecting it. And she was going to beat the shit out of me because I yelled about her sweaty pit.
Did she put her pit on you on purpose?
No.
Oh.
So really, I'm guilty. I was in the wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have yelled that. It was so rude. But
why was she sweating so much?
She was working hard. I told you.
But you were working hard and you were the sweaty, crazy woman.
She was a b-ball player. Everybody's bodies are different.
I guess so. But when you're that sweaty, you should have got kicked off the team.
When you're that sweaty, you should be kicked off the team.
Imagine her coach sat her down. Hey.
You sweat too much.
Hey, Becky.
You want to do it?
Can you sit down for a sec?
Yeah.
So we got to talk about you and your presence on the team.
What's up, coach?
Well, you know, you're obviously our best player.
Yeah.
And I know you need to be on this team to get into college.
I love basketball. It's my life. Everything's not
good. Stop talking. You're in my office right now. It's 1994, okay?
It's 2001.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're telling me. It's 2001.
Yeah.
Can you put your armpits up right now? Like, put your arms up.
What for, coach? I don't think this is appropriate.
You're wearing a pink shirt.
Yeah.
So lift them up.
What the heck?
Look at those massive, you got massive sweat stains in both pits.
So?
So when you play basketball and you're actually moving, unlike right now,
yeah,
you're sweating everywhere. They call you slug because you're just like this big, huge slug trail behind you of why fucking
you,
sweat.
Why did you say that to me? I'm your best player.
And no, but we're going to have to kick you off the team, Becky.
Basketball saved me.
Basketball is also going to ruin your fucking life. You're off the team. Get out of my fucking office, Dyke.
Hey.
And
whoa. Okay, but here's the thing. I don't know if she talked like that, okay? Because I don't want her I don't want her here in the spot and being like, she's doing it again.
Yeah.
Just let Good Murphy know she's getting her ass kicked.
25 years later.
I was the one in the wrong. Mm. I shouldn't have said it.
Well, you did.
I'd do anything for a laugh.
Imagine that'd be a good movie though. Imagine like one day you're just walking to your car, you're having a great day, you just filmed a commercial or you're on set doing a TV show.
Sure, go on.
And then you're going to your car and beep beep, you know.
Yeah.
You're listening to your new Ariana Grande. Life is good. It's sunny out.
Okay.
You got money in your pocket. You're gonna go home and see your girl.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you open your car.
Yep.
And you go to, you know, pull out and you look in your rear view and there's someone in your back seat.
I look every time I get in my car.
And it's Becky. What's what we're calling her? Whatever her name is.
I'm not saying her name.
It's the sweaty monster. The sweaty monster's in your back seat.
Call her that.
Yeah. And she's like, remember me? And she's just dripping like the girl from The Ring.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she kills you.
She kills me?
Yeah.
Brian.
Would you guys see that movie? If you do, let me know and I will write a script and we'll get a Kickstarter.
We're going to get a Kickstarter going and he'll go into deep debt again. If you guys want to see that script, sign up to our Patreon and we will get it going.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write a fucking script for that movie too.
That'd be good.
I have to tell you something.
Oh God.
Somebody came for me a few days ago.
Was it the sweaty girl?
No.
Someone new?
Someone new came for me.
You've been attacked. Who?
Well, I'll have you know that I was driving around the city. Mm-hmm. Okay, the other day, driving around the city, top down, just of my car, perv.
Yeah, having to drive.
You know I have a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a convertible Miata.
Ooh.
No, I don't. Listen, I was driving around and I needed to pull over to do something on my phone while I waited for somebody to get into the car.
Okay.
Okay. And where I had pulled over, yes, I saw the no parking sign, but it was way out of the way. It was super momentary. And I was outside the building of my friend who was coming out.
Right.
She was on her way down in the elevator. But the only other place to park.
Did you have your hazards on?
Yes, I did.
Well, there we go. You're fine.
And literally everyone could be around me. There was no stopping anybody. It wasn't bad. It was just like, you know, they didn't want people parking there permanently in case a big truck came or something.
Yeah.
Even so, a big truck could have gotten past.
Definitely.
So anyways, meter maid rolls up on his bicycle. Okay. Do we call them meter maids anymore?
I have no idea.
What are they called? Checkers, parking checkers.
We call them the devils.
We call them, oh my God, that job is awful. Mm. I thought about it a long, long time ago. I was like, oh, that's easy. You just walk and fucking be mean to people.
You're ruining everyone's life.
You're ruining everyone's life and give me a break.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm parked over at the side. I see him coming. He makes eye contact with me. I give him a wave to know like, yep, I see you. You know, I'm not going to be here for long. I realize he ain't leaving. He wants me to undo my window. So I undo my window. I say, hi. I'm like, I realize I'm not supposed to park here. I said, I'm just waiting for my friend. She lives in this building. Mm-hmm. I'm at the front door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's coming down right now. I literally will be here for like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, there's parking right there. I'm like, well, I'm like, I see that that's pay parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I didn't want to take up a spot there. And also, I'm not sure I see any spots. I said, she's literally going to be out here in 30 seconds. I'm not blocking anybody. There's pay parking over there. You can't park here.
He doubled down.
He is like, and I can see in his face that he is just an absolute asshole.
Ugh.
Like to his core. He loves this job.
I was going to say, he loves this. His whole life, he's waiting to finally get this fucking job.
Oh yeah. He loves this job. So anyways, he's like, he's not leaving until, and I'm not about to sit there. I can't, you know, I thought about doing up the window, just sitting there, but I was like, is he going to knock on my door? Is he going to start writing me a ticket?
Yeah.
I don't want another ticket, Brian.
Well,
I already paid one 2 weeks ago.
Oh God.
Please join our Patreon. Please. For when we get parking tickets, we need to pay those off. Please. I need to pay those off. Because if I don't, then I can't do this. So anyways, I decide that, okay, I'm not going to do it my window and just sit there because he's not leaving. I can see that. And he's telling me he's not. He's aggressively with his body squared up to me, looking at me in the face. I'm not going anywhere.
To a woman.
To a nice woman. I wasn't being an a-hole.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't. So then I realize he's not leaving. So I leave the window down and I start slowly moving towards the parking space. Okay.
Slowly.
Yeah. And then I realize he's following me beside my window on his bike to the parking spaces. I go, and this is where it gets turns up. I go, oh, you're going to follow me. And he goes, yep. And I go, I start singing, I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great day. I start singing that. And he goes,
well, why did you start singing that?
Because.
On a side note.
Listen, I started singing it because I had had it. I was like, this little prick just will not leave me alone. He deserves a little song. Mm-hmm. This little prick will not leave me alone.
Yeah.
He deserves a little song.
Fair enough.
So I started singing, I hope you have a great day. I hope you enjoy your entire day. And then he goes, oh, you're singing to me? And I go, yeah, if you're going to follow me, I'm like, I'm going to sing to you. You're the nicest guy I ever met. And then you know what he goes? He goes, and then I stop singing for a second and yeah. We both kind of stop and then silence. And he goes, you're crazy, lady. He goes,
you never call a woman crazy.
You never call a woman crazy. Whoa. He didn't know that.
He didn't know that.
And so anyways, perhaps he was confused by my gender or lack thereof. He didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, he literally goes, you're crazy, lady. You know what? And then I was like, I just went, yep, I am. I'm totally crazy. Mm-hmm. Like at that point, I was just like, see ya.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone.
Wow.
And then.
Did he leave?
No, I ripped off. Because I didn't know what to do. I sang to him. He called me crazy. And then I just went, ugh.
Yeah.
And just like ripped off and turned back around again. I was like, hopefully he's gone. Yeah. He was.
And your friend was there?
Then my friend was there. I picked them up.
She took a while.
Well, I mean, this happened pretty quickly.
I assumed it was a woman.
But
I
don't know this. It was a woman. Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This guy,
yeah.
His best comeback yeah. to me singing was, you're crazy, lady. You're crazy, lady.
He couldn't get to your level.
He couldn't get on my crazy level.
The important thing is here. Did you spend any money on parking?
Absolutely not.
Then my girl won, D. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. I'm a shine like glass. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. I'm a shine like glass. You fucking won. That guy's a loser. He probably went home that night. How was work, honey? Oh, I met a crazy lady.
She kept singing to me.
Yeah, and it was downtown, you know, a good part of town.
Yeah.
There was no crazy.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, like there's usually it's all good there, but this lady was crazy. She sang to you.
She sang to have a great day. I hope you have a great day. He was right at my window, just slowly, and I was going very slowly. I hope you have a great day. You crazy lady.
If anybody works for the city and there's footage of this, maybe from like a high above surveillance camera, I will pay all the money I don't have to see that. I would die to see Amy Ricky G in her fucking car getting in kind of a little, I don't want to say a fight, but a little altercation with a devil, and that you just start fucking singing.
I had to, because Brian, that's me changing. That's me changing. I could have said, you know, the real me,
yeah.
The deep down girl,
yeah.
Wants to go off.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want to say what I want to say to him.
Mm-hmm.
I did say, okay, I'm leaving a little part out. Fine, I'm leaving a little part out. I did say, what a nice job you have. And he said, yeah, I love my job. And I said, yeah, what a nice job you have. I'm like, you can't even give me 30 seconds. And he's like, I love my job. And I was like, cool. And that's when I started singing. So I did sarcastically say, what a nice job you have. But I have to say, that's the new me.
There you go.
Okay, because that's the best I can do
without
saying, you fucking asshole. You honestly, deep down, piece of shit. You probably didn't even do this. This is why you have this stupid fucking job. Mm-hmm. You must hate yourself. People hate you. That's all the stuff I want to say.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I just said, I hope you have a great day.
I want you to write that song. And that's how the music video starts. That exact same situation. But then the song kicks in and then.
Yep.
Yeah.
You crazy lady. I think it's was to the tune of a Reba McEntire song. But I forget what song that is.
Wow.
But I also love that it was like, it didn't heat me up too bad when he called. It didn't heat me up at all when he called me crazy lady. I loved it. It actually made me laugh.
Yeah.
It was like, that is the best comeback ever. He didn't say like, F you, you know, beat bitch or whatever. He just said, you're crazy lady.
I may have to be what this episode is called.
Crazy lady. You're crazy lady.
You're crazy lady.
Anyways, so people are coming for me.
Wow. I have to tell you something.
What do you have to tell me?
I went to the dentist again.
Oh, what for?
Well, a cleaning originally. And then, of course, you know, they always get you. Luckily, I don't have to pay much anymore because I got my benefits. But I got a couple fillings redone. But, you know, when you go to a cleaning, do you have any thoughts prior? Are you looking forward to it? Are you dreading it? Or are you just like, whatever?
My one and only thought is I hate getting, I think it's called like scaled when you're scraped, when they scrape you.
See, I... It's exactly what I want to talk about. Because mm-hmm. when I go for a cleaning, mm-hmm. it's been 6 months usually. So I go and I'm kind of excited, you know? Oh yeah, I'm going to get my teeth clean. I like that I'm taking care of myself because I'm this okay. middle-aged man, you know? I'm like, look at me, check on my whiteboard. I did something.
Look at you.
Look at me. And then the fillings usually are the ones that suck because that's when they have to put the apparatuses in your mouth and open your mouth so far that you don't think it can possibly go that big.
They have to put the trampolines in your mouth.
Yes. But I went for a cleaning and I finally realized how terrible cleanings are. Mm-hmm. I want to ask next time I get a cleaning if they will put me under.
Yeah.
Do you think they will?
Oh my God. I don't know if they legally can, but maybe.
I hated it. The scraping.
Yeah.
The scraping was horrendous. Yeah. And I don't know if I think I talked about this with you on the side. It was only him. I had to hold my own suction thing.
Oh yeah, I do too. What's that about?
What is that? Do we lose our budget?
Are you not getting paid enough, dentist? Not getting paid enough, hygienist?
Yes.
You got to make us hold our own suction things?
And I still slopped all over myself twice.
Of course. It's like all a baby. Over you. Yeah. And you have a bib on. They put a fucking bib on your ass. Do you get a bib?
Yeah.
Okay, you get a bib at least, because I know.
Well, yeah.
Hold this while I do my other things. Well, how come you're not holding it?
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe it's a nice thing. I got to tell you something. Last time I got a cleaning, yeah. I said to her after, I got to tell you something.
Okay.
I literally said, I got to tell you something. I hated that. I hated that. And she laughed and I said, I'm really sorry because I like you. I said, I like you. Oh. I hated that.
Yes.
I hated it.
It was terrible. Like, and I don't remember them being this bad. I don't know if maybe we're older and our teeth are more sensitive or something.
Yeah.
I just remember leaving a couple weeks ago for my cleaning going exactly what you just said. I did not voice it to my
cute
dentist.
Oh,
he's so cute. He's the best hair ever.
Chill out. You already told us.
He's
we so know cute, your age. Is he straight?
He talked about his girlfriend.
Straight until proven not.
Yeah.
Hey, straight until proven not.
Yeah, zip.
Zip. No.
No.
Maybe if he wants. If he said yes. Yeah, if there's consent. Yes,
exactly. Yeah. But next time I go, I'm going to be like, hey, this is a note from my doctor.
Yeah.
They have said that you legally have to put me under for this cleaning.
Here's a note.
And yeah, I'll come, you know, wake me up when it's all done.
Wake me up before you go.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm with you. I don't like going. And I got to tell you something else.
Mm.
I didn't realize going to the dentist was a business. And I think we've talked about this already too. Oh, you need this. Oh, you need that. You need this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do I really need that?
Mm-hmm.
You need more fangs in your mouth. Okay.
It's like going to get your oil changed. You go to the dentist to get a cleaning and suddenly you have four fillings that need to be done and you need a bridge and a crown. I don't even know what those things are, but you need them all. Just like when you go get your oil change and they want to take advantage of you and suddenly you need a new muffler and you need a new this vent thing.
Alternator.
I try not to say it. That's all I ever say. That's all I know about cars.
Listen, I think I do need a new muffler.
Oh, really?
But I'm not going to one of those places.
Fuck that. They'll rip you off.
I'll change it myself.
Yeah.
I'll Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And by change it myself, I mean, I'll call my brother or my dad and say, please, please. Please put it on. Please help me.
Yeah, my dad used to do my oil changes when I lived in Langley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done my own oil change.
He's like, no, son, you're going to save some money here. He'd fucking wheel himself underneath, to get the car up.
Yeah.
And never crushed him. I tried so many
Brian,
times.
No, you can't try to kill
no,
your...
Oh, dad. I went in the hot tub with my dad last week and he just talked
God.
The whole time.
What happened?
Well, we looked up at the stars and I started talking about because there's this star called Betelgeuse that's supposed to explode soon. And it'll be one of the first stars we're going to see in our lifetime, or the only one that we'll actually see it explode.
Are you lying?
No, I'm being totally honest. I got into this deep YouTube hole of planets and space and all this. And every night before I go to bed now, I watch all this shit. It's quite fascinating.
Okay.
But my dad, I brought this up. Oh yeah, dad, do you know that the star, and it's so far away, it might have already exploded, but because it's light years away, it'll take days for us to see it. Interesting. But anyway, I'm telling him about this, and my sister bought him this book, and he's been reading a lot on the history of the Earth and stuff.
Okay,
he starts going off, and I couldn't be bothered.
Ryan.
Do you know that Jesus Christ actually did exist, but it wasn't like the Jesus we know. There was an Ark. He told me that there actually was Noah's Ark, but all the Bible is just a glorified version of all these stories. But some of them are kind of based on real things.
Okay, I believe your dad.
I don't know if that's true or not, but also I didn't care.
Also, I didn't want to talk about it.
I wanted to talk about how's your sex life with mom? Bruce still eating his own poo? What's happening here in Marriott?
Exactly.
I don't care about the history of the world, Dad.
Exactly. What else is going on the farm? Mm-hmm. What do you need? What do you want to ask me to help you with that I don't want to do, Daddy?
Yeah. I, when I was there, though, I did lift one piece of wood from this part of the yard to the other one. And I was like, I'm done, Dad.
I'm tired.
I don't come here to fucking work on your yard.
I vividly remember as a child always telling my dad how tired I was from doing whatever we were doing. We were either my dad always had us doing fucking something, hiking a literal Mount Everest, doing something, moving, building something. And I was always Dad, I'm tired. And he'd be like, you're not done yet. And I'd be like, I like mom better. Oh, and he'd be like, oh, nice.
You'd say that?
Oh, all the time. When I was quite little, my earliest memories are being,
I like mom better.
I like when one of them, when I didn't like what one of them was saying to me, yeah. I'd be like, where's dad? And then I remember one time my dad coming home from work. I remember him in his suit with his old briefcase in the 80s, early 90s. Yeah. And he came home and I always wanted my mom, but when she wouldn't do something that I wanted dad. And when he came home, I went running to him and I remember him loving it because it was like, oh, my daughter's coming to like be with me. And I was like, dad, mom said this and I can't have the turtle. She said the turtle can't sleep with me. And he was like, oh, well, I'll see what I can do.
Whoa.
So sometimes you got to pit them against each other.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, listen, speaking of Jesus Christ, because you were talking about your dad in the Bible, you were talking about your Bible studies with your father of in the course. Hot tub.
He christened me actually in the hot tub.
No, I don't like that. Were you wearing
I was naked.
No, Brian,
he's my dad,
like Jesus Christ is underneath his garb.
Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, a listener of ours, Jason. Hi Jason. Are you part of our Patreon, Jason?
Are you
Jason? Just kidding. This will do. Okay, so Jason sent us an Instagram account that has, mind you, over 700,000 followers, okay? Which is going to become terrifying to you when you realize what this is.
Oh, God.
So he sent us this account and said, I feel like this would be a really good topic for the pod.
All right.
Let me just show you this account, okay?
All right.
Pause for Googling. Has to recite it. Okay. Brian has now seen this. Essentially, this Instagram account, it's called Bible Bee, and it is, I'm pretty sure, present day. Are you dead?
I just died. Need you to be resuscitated. Please,
you passed away.
Will someone please?
D, get off of him. He's just pretending that he died.
Thank you. I'm back.
Oh my God.
I literally died there for a second.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks, D, I guess. Also, how did you get that defibrillator, whatever the fuck it's called?
No, you know what? You're back in my good books.
Oh, God. Okay, sit down now.
Sit down.
Okay, this Instagram account is called Bible Bee.
Yeah.
Okay, which you saw. Mm-hmm. It has over 700,000 followers.
Yeah.
And essentially, it is basically this host. There's children. It looks like a spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
And there's children that line up. I think the ages range from like, I don't know, 7 to probably like 15.
Agreed.
They all look like they're from the 1979, but it's present day, I think. One we just watched a child look like his name probably should be like Jethro.
Yeah.
He had a bowl cut, an oversized blue button up that was his dad's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the host goes, there's like all of this like intense music, and the host goes, finish this Bible verse. Thou shalt not, and then someone ding rings in. Thou shalt, this girl's closing her eyes, thou shalt not, blah, 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 this whole verse, and then ding ding, that's right. They win according to if they can finish Bible verses.
Yeah.
Brian, there's 700,000 followers and it's a game show that's televised.
It's a full set. The host, she also looked quite young as well. She looked like she was fucking 18 years old.
Yeah.
But she loved herself and she was like really, they were all very into it. Who's watching the show?
I don't know. And where, and it seemed like there's an audience. Where is this show? Where is it filmed? I'm scared.
What y'all doing Friday night? Hey, I got tickets to Bible Bee.
Yeah, I'm going to Bible Bee.
You want to come to Bible Bee with
me?
Hell
yeah,
the audience, the best thing. I thought maybe we go to the hockey game or we go check out, you know, the beer gardens. No, we're going to Bible Bee.
We're going to Bible Bee. And we're going tonight. Jethro's up again. He's going to win his title.
Oh my
Jethro
God.
Recited that one kid. I screenshotted him. If you're on Patreon, I'm going to throw up some photos and maybe some videos as well of this. You need to see it. Jethro, who had the bowl cut, he recites a passage that is so long and seemingly never ending, and he gets it, and it ding ding, it's right.
Wow.
Another girl on there who was wearing a hat from the 1990s, not in a cool way.
Yeah.
Poor little thing.
These blossom.
These glasses that are not a little something else.
Yeah.
And she's got a lisp. There's nothing wrong with a lisp, but when you are reciting a Bible verse and your eyes are closed and you get it right, something's up.
Yeah.
Something is up.
Also, Jason, how did you find this?
Jason, are you part of the Bible Bee? You know what it says in the bio?
What?
Please hold for Googling. In the bio of the Instagram, it says, know God's word and make him known. Jason, do you work for Bible Bee and you wanted us to just put it on the pod?
These poor, I mean, you were raised kind of Catholic, right? Like, I just can't imagine growing up and that's just what just fucking they just throw in your head.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely could never be a part of this Bible bee or like finish when I was in church and they would like say stuff from the Bible. It was so boring. And you know what I always thought?
Yeah.
Am I stupid as hell? Because I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what this priest is saying.
Yeah.
He's reading from this book and I don't get it.
Do you think I could apply to be on the show?
Yeah, maybe.
What if I like dressed up as a kid and they're like, and I just, you know, like maybe I shaved, you know, and got a little makeup on and stuff. And they're like, okay, Ryan, finish passage 3:16. And I'm like, go off, queen, with your bad self.
Yes, yes.
Or like, now you must lip sync for your life.
You know what they would say?
What?
Get him!
Get him out of here!
Get him! No.
Oh.
Whoa, Brian.
Hey.
What the heck?
That was me. That was like them going,
hey, down in the Bible be, in the Bible be, here we go now.
I'm having a great day. How's your day? How'd your song go?
Hope you have a great day. Okay.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for sending that in.
Thank you so much, Jason.
That is frightening to me, I have to say.
700,000 followers.
700,000. And they probably, people probably watch that, kids probably watch that and, you know, like quiz themselves.
Okay, but Brian.
They pause it and like, oh, I know it. I know that one. I know that one. Shut up, Janine. I know it.
Whose studio is that?
That's another thing.
Where is that game show being taken? Are they like in a basement, like held in a basement and it's like this weird school or something? Because they all look a little kind of off.
A little different,
they look a little different. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Poor little things. Okay, they're just kids.
Yeah.
But what?
Yeah.
It's weird.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I got some scoop.
Scoop?
D.
Scoop. 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 Scoop.
So I went for dinner with a friend of mine last week, MKW. You know him. I love him. We love him. And, you know, us gays, we all have our little friends here and there. And he let me know at the Madonna concert that I went to not too long ago. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember how Pamela Anderson came up on stage?
Yeah.
And she, at every show I saw last night, Cardi B was at one of the LA or New York shows. I can't remember, but she was, you know, they had their tens across the board for all the Vogue dancers, whatever. Do you know that Pamela Anderson wasn't originally supposed to be the Vancouver participant?
Don't tell me it was Sarah McLachlan.
No, it was supposed to be Drag Race star Jimbo. And Jimbo had got asked and said yes. And Jimbo made an outfit specifically just for this event. And I think mere hours before her concert, they found out that they could get Pamela Anderson instead. And they told Jimbo, sorry, sir. Sorry, ma'am. We're not going to need your services anymore. Unfortunately, we're going to go with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, no.
Stars, they're just like us.
Stars, they're just like Madonna.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Pam Anderson, loved it.
Icon.
But Jimbo, icon.
Yeah, and you've already like he made an outfit. And, you know, I'm sure like days, weeks, months, even prior to the show, he was asked. Aww. He said yes. He committed. He probably, you know, flew his way out of here from Victoria.
Yeah,
not easy.
Nothing like being humbled by Madonna.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But also, why couldn't she like figure maybe have him in some other part or have them both up there at the same time?
Yeah,
I would have been like, it's Pamela Anderson and that's Jimbo. Oh my God, what is happening right now? My head would have exploded.
Yeah, couldn't they have used him for something?
Yeah,
brought him out.
Yeah, maybe to get water for Madonna or give her the Budweisers that she was pouring on people.
Exactly. Ask her what kind of coffee she likes. Mm-hmm. Get her one.
Well, anyway, that's been your scoop. D.
Scoop. Wow, that was a good scoop.
Thank you.
That was a scoop. No one else will know.
Yeah.
And that was a scoop I'm not sure Jimbo will like you telling.
Well,
but
sorry, Jimbo. Last time, we've chatted a couple times on Instagram, and he posted something. We know when he has those massive boobs, which is kind of his thing.
Yeah.
But it gets me every time. I love it. And I think he was on a cruise or something a few weeks ago, and I just responded to the story, hubba hubba.
Yeah.
Usually, he'll always double tap, give me a like.
Sure.
Nothing.
Oh, nice, Jimbo.
So, Jimbo, that's why I came for you this week, okay?
Oh, my God. I get it. You. I get it now. Wow, Jimbo.
You want All-Stars, and now you're too good for me?
You know what? Ryan might have a connection to Madonna. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say. And also, I just produced a movie.
And he just produced a movie called Little Girl Gargoyle Does Little
New York.
Little Gay Gargoyle Does New York. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. And if Siskel and Ebert were alive,
yeah,
maybe that would have got two thumbs up.
It would have gotten two thumbs up.
Did you watch Siskel and Ebert growing up? Yeah.
And it was such a boring set.
It really was.
It was just the two of them in like the weird theater. Soft lighting.
Yeah. It was always on the weekends, like at like 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon or Sunday. And I remember watching it and they'd go through the movies. You know, Siskel gave this a thumbs up, but Ebert, I'm sorry, that's going to get a thumbs down.
Can I tell you something?
What a good job.
It always felt very negative to me.
Yeah.
I didn't like how confident they were. Maybe you didn't like it, but maybe I liked Air Bud 6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Air Bud 6 was fantastic.
It was good for us. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Guess what?
What?
A man farted on me twice openly at the airport.
Okay. So many things here.
I'm standing at the airport.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for somebody in international arrivals. Yeah. Standing there.
Oh, you're so busy
this
week.
I'm picking people up, okay? I'm the driver. So anyways, I'm picking someone up.
All right.
I've gone inside. Mm-hmm. They've been away for a while.
Right.
It's a nice thing to do. Go inside. Park the car.
You get recognized in the airport for our airport videos?
So many times.
Yeah.
No. Hire us back, YVR.
Please, come on.
Okay. We assume everyone's listening to this.
Yeah.
If you know them, tell them.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Yeah, come on. Here's the thing.
Hmm.
I'm standing there.
Yeah.
This man is standing to my right. He's on his phone.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? Stare at the wall while I wait?
Well,
that's also in between watching reunions happen where people are crying and hugging.
I love.
Mm-hmm. So cute. I did watch this weird man holding a bouquet of flowers. This man who looked like he was probably in his like 50s or 60s.
Mm.
Go up to like a early 20-something year old girl who was also waiting for somebody and say, "You're so fit. How do you keep fit?"
No.
Yes. And she literally, you know what she said?
What?
She goes, I forgot about this. She goes, "I don't really think that's an appropriate question to ask a woman."
Good for her.
And then he walked away. and then later, like 20 minutes later, his, I think, partner came out and he gave her flowers and they walked away.
You should have went up to that woman and said, "Hey, guess what happened?"
I should have gone up to the woman and said, "Hey, that man just farted on me. And also your husband asked this girl, this little girl, about her fit bod." So disgusting.
He farted on you.
Okay. So I'm standing over there.
Mm.
And I'm waiting and I hear a and I was like, yeah, of course, you know, I'm like, is this real life? I look over at him. He's the closest to me. And I'm like, oh my God, like one full fart. He's just farted openly. Was it a mistake? And then I saw him sort of like move his body like he was pushing and another twice he farted on me.
He should have went outside, went for a pee. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Stop pushing them out. I'm right here.
Come
on, man. So I'm standing there. I literally, with my eyes, I went, come on, man.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make eye contact with him like, hey,
yeah.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically farting on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to get a view and I, you know, with a...
Yeah.
I heard you farting.
Yeah.
Anyways, this man had the gall. It wasn't a mistake because it happened. He pushed it twice and he didn't even flinch. He I thought maybe he would be like, have some sort of look around or something.
Yeah.
Nothing. He just continued on. Just took a little too like air sharts and
whoa.
Just carried on with his day.
Maybe it was his fart day.
I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Everybody can take a pill if they want. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have one fart day, and that could have been his one fart day.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
But here's the thing. If it's your fart day, you shouldn't be going to the airport.
If it's your fart day, you can't be going to pick people up. You can't be going to pick people up. It's a hazard in the car because it's like nitrous oxide.
Yeah, exactly. I said on your fart day, you're supposed to go to a farm and you're supposed to be tied down. And for 24 hours, you're just there. And like someone can like give you water. Maybe you can get an IV drip or something. But you just got to let all the farts. That's, you know, the bad part about not farting all year when you take the pill. But that one day is going to be pure hell.
And you can't be going to the airport.
Yeah, he was abusing it.
He could be putting other passengers at risk.
He was.
He put me at risk.
He did.
I wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, shit.
And I should have.
Hey, I got something to talk about.
It better be about someone farting on you at YVR.
AD and Clay.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. As we record this, the reunion is just about to be dropped. But right now we just, you know, had the episode of we saw who got married and who didn't. Mm-hmm. The show just seems to be like more like a failure every year. Like less and less people are making it to the end.
Yeah.
But there was one couple that we kind of liked, AD and Clay. Mm-hmm. AD all day. We
talked about them. AD all day. AD all day. AD and Clay.
They must make more money if they actually go through with the wedding, I think. Because to go all the way to getting married.
Yeah.
And then to say no, because spoiler alert, Clay says no.
Yeah.
And
all the way to the end.
All the way to the end. Like, why would you put her through that? Her family was there. Your family's there. She went dress shopping, everything. Mm-hmm. And then they always put, I've seen this before. It's not fair to you. It's not fair for me to say yes. I can't fully commit, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and AD, we had talked about her smoking. Mm-hmm. She 10 out of 10. She got it going on. Mm-hmm. And he said no to her.
Mm-hmm. May I?
Please.
I have so many things to say about this. Here's the thing. Spoiler alert. Only two couples made it to the altar, okay?
Yeah.
One of them, of course, they're abstaining from sleeping together. Of course, they're going to get married. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
You don't sleep together, you don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to get married. Mm-hmm. Everything's great. Life is great. Well, wait till you start getting it on.
Yeah.
Things change.
And their kids are going to be on that game show, the Bible Bee.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I die. So here's the deal. Clay all day. I mean, AD all day. Pardon me.
That's right.
They are a couple. They're really cute, but they got things happening. Okay. Yeah. The whole time I'm thinking, Clay is so interesting to me. In one moment I'm thinking, okay, Clay is like kind of getting it. And like, he wants to be better. And like, poor little thing. I need to have compassion for him because he's being honest about like his life with his dad and how he hasn't had a good example. And he's fearful of things. Mm-hmm. But also Clay is like, Clay, keep some of those things inside. You're afraid you're going to cheat on her. Yeah. I don't think you need to say that to her. Well. I think that's something you could work out maybe in therapy or with a friend or somebody else.
That's right.
So he's saying stuff like that. And then there's like little things that he has like no idea about. Like he just is not experienced.
Well, she seemed to have her shit together though. I think he had a lot to learn from her. So dude, like you got yourself a fucking 10 out of 10 here who likes you, loves you, wants to commit to you. Don't fuck that up.
And they both seem like really hard workers. It was really cool to see how much they were hustling like themselves individually. That, I thought that was really cool and like a good match. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, okay, so here's my theory. So they're together.
Yeah.
They're meeting each other's parents, the, you know, so on and so on. He talks about his dad, says that his dad cheated on his mom for a long time and that his dad used to take him when he would cheat and leave him in the car and then like go home. And he knew this and kept this inside.
Wow.
And so that's really traumatizing, of course. So I do get that, but also, and you should share things with your partner. Okay. That being said, yes, I understand. I do like that he was being honest, but here's the deal with that. At the end, I do think that he made the right decision.
Oh, fair enough.
And I do think that what he meant to say in his own way was, I need to do more work on myself before I can become a good, well-rounded, healthy partner.
Fair.
Right. Mm-hmm. And clearly he does. AD. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
But what I think is, I think he truly, because he's a little bit like seemed a little more on the simple side compared to AD. That's so mean. No, he's a very hard worker. And maybe
I'm simple.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm attracted to simple people. So anyhow, I think that he really thought that he was going to do this TV experience and like really bought into the idea and was like, that's what they told me. I'm going to go all the way and then I'm going to tell her yes or no.
Yeah.
And instead of like actually understanding that at the end of this, this is a TV made up experience for entertainment and that you're actually in a quote unquote relationship with a real person who thinks you're going to say yes.
Yes.
Now the final point.
Here we go.
So I do think that he thought that also, the longer you go, the more exposure you get.
Good call.
So I do think maybe that was a strategic call too. It's like, okay, let me just stay a little bit longer and like be one of the ones that goes, or else you kind of fizzle out.
That's true.
Here's the kicker.
Okay.
My final point, my piece de resistance is when he said, I don't want to break up. He was very clear. He said, this isn't me saying I want to end this. It's me saying, let's continue together and like continue this journey together. Yeah. I'm just not ready to like legally marry you because I'm not ready. I thought I was. I went through this openheartedly, and but I want you to know that I'm not leaving. I don't want to leave. For her to be, yes, you're crushed. Yes, you're embarrassed. Yes, all the things. For you not to have a conversation with your partner, if at the end of this we're truly going to keep quiet until we see each other at the altar, we both need to know that like if one of us just, you know, decides maybe because we're human and this is a short amount of time that we're not going to do this, let's stay together.
Yeah.
Do we both want to stay together?
Definitely.
Apparently they didn't have that conversation, so she couldn't even believe. She was like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
If you don't want to marry me today... I'm gone.
Well, she's probably bitter and mad. I would be the same, I think, too. I'd be so frustrated and so embarrassed to go through all of that on national public television. National public television.
National public television.
And I'm up there and she says that. But here's the thing I also think, too, because like Jimmy and Megan Fox.
Let's move on to Megan Fox Jr. And what's his name again?
Jimmy.
And Jimmy.
Because I was kind of thinking that he was the dick, you know, at the beginning. He was kind of like too cool and he wasn't very nice to her at the beginning when he first saw her, you know. But then she became crazy person.
Yeah.
And our friend Clay has been watching this journey a few weeks later than we did. And he's been texting me about it. He's like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. She's crazy. This woman. Okay. Never call a woman crazy.
Hey, leave that for the parking meter maid guys.
Sorry, but he was texting me. He's like, oh my God, Megan Fox, like, LOL, because she was very needy. Reminded me of me a little bit, but I'm not that crazy.
Me too. Me
so,
too.
Some of the things that made me look at myself, I'm like, oh my God, like in my last relationship, where were you? But no, you came home at 5 and you didn't text me past 2. What did you do between 2 and 5?
Okay, but...
Valid question.
Listen, valid. May I interject for a moment?
Please do, yeah.
This is exactly the thing. I come from a relationship where that was set. Mm-hmm. Like, that is set. That's what I need. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not a... it's never been about a trust thing in my relationship. Luckily, I don't have trust issues. It's been about, I worry. I want to know where you are so that I can... I can sleep okay, or like that we're on the same page, or if I need you, or there's an emergency, or you need me, or I haven't heard from you, I need to know where you are and who you're with.
Definitely.
Right? Or like, yeah, I don't think that that's weird. I think a lot of people be like, I need freedom. Like, I don't need to tell you where I am all the time. I want to know where you are. I want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if it's a trust thing, that gets a little scary.
Yeah.
But if I was dating a man, honey, it probably would be interesting.
Yeah, true.
I'm sorry, heterosexuals, but men heterosexuals, you got a bad rap.
Yeah, you really do.
You got a bad rap, honeys. So you got to be getting better so that the rap gets better.
Well,
you got to be sharing your location with your gals and not have to make them secretly look.
I made a boyfriend do that once.
Oh, yeah. We share. I share my mom. A bunch of our family members share. Jenny and I share. I said that to someone recently and they thought it was like very uncomfortable. I thought it was a safe place to share that because I don't think, first of all, let me back up. Any place is a safe place for me to share that because I genuinely am okay with it. And I don't give a shit what you think or if you think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, for us, it's not a trust thing, truly.
Yeah.
You can choose to believe me or not, but it's about a worry thing. I said, you know, same thing with my mom and whatever. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'd never ask my partner to share the location. I was like, okay, well, that's an insecure you thing.
Thank you. I'm fully team Amy on this one because I remember when I did have a boyfriend, my last one, we would share the location. You know why I liked it?
Why?
Yeah. For peace of mind, but also sometimes he'd be coming home from work and I'd check where he was so that I had a glass of wine ready for him when he got to the front door.
That's so cute.
I didn't want to pour it too soon. You know, I didn't want to get off my ass too soon.
Well, sure.
But if I saw that he was literally like, you know, a block away, I'd go pour that wine, maybe light a candle, maybe dim the lights, put a song on, because those are the things when you've dated someone for 1, 2, 3, 4 years, you need to do to keep it, you know, I never got a lot farther than that, but those are the things you can do to add a little spark, you know. And when you date me, people listening, that's what you get. I do go above and beyond with those little things.
He really does.
I really do. And so that's what I would like about knowing where he was. Because like, oh, or if I, you know, I wanted to shoot one out. Maybe if my mom was coming over or my sister, if they were in town, then I'd be like, oh, do I have time?
Do I have time? Please, just a quick one.
My mom can't walk in on me again.
Not again, Brian. Too many times as a child.
Yeah, 46 years old.
Well, you were curious. And now you're 46.
I like how last week's episode when you said, you were a very horny child.
Well, you were. I was just trying to look like the men. You were trying to be with them.
Yeah.
I loved last episode too, where you opened your Sports Illustrated every Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Should we get to PLT stories?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have this week another PLT call-in.
I love it.
It's a lovely lady. We're going to call her Sharon.
Okay, so this was in my very early 20s, and I had gone home with this guy from my hometown. We were still pretty young, so he still lived at home. he lived with both of his parents, but his parents had been divorced for a very long time, and they still lived together. So he was living on the main floor. His room was on the same floor as his dad's. His mom was living downstairs. So we get back to his house. It's obviously pitch black dark. You know, we hook up and we fall asleep in his bed in the middle of the night. And I'm probably like half asleep and still probably kind of drunk. I get up to go to the washroom. Obviously, you don't turn any lights on. You try to be as quiet as you can. I knew that we were at his parents' house. I'd never, like, didn't know the layout, nothing. Got up to go to the washroom. Still everything pitch black. Go crawl back into bed, pass right out again. In the morning, I wake up and I realize he's not, the guy who I went home with isn't in the bed anymore. So I was like, I didn't really think much of it. I was like, oh, like, that's weird. Maybe he just, like, either he's up early or he just wasn't comfortable, so he went to move it on the couch. Didn't really think much of it, kind of drifted back to sleep. And the room, again, I've never seen his room in, like, broad daylight sober, so I didn't really know. Went back to sleep. I wake up a little bit later, and his mom had come into the room. And I had met his mom before, so she was like, hi, sweetie, do you know where you are? And I, like, kind of looked up, and I was like, yeah, I'm at, like, I'm at Tyler's house. And I was, like, immediately so embarrassed, but obviously I had to answer her. I was like, yeah, so, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, do you know where you are right now? And I was like, yeah, Tyler's room. And she was like, no, honey, you're in Rob's room. And I immediately, jaw dropped, looked around, was so embarrassed. And I kind of, like, for the first time seeing it in daylight, like, yeah, I guess it's not really the same as Tyler's room. So I had, in the middle of the night, after going to the washroom, crawled back into bed with his dad, who was sleeping in the bed at the time. Because I remember, like, kind of crawling into him, like, I don't know, we were just hooking up, so I wasn't, like, crawling in to cuddle with him. And his poor, mortified father had no idea who this person was crawling into his bed. Obviously, he got up, didn't wake me up, he just went out and slept on the couch. And so I woke up mortified, ran into Tyler's room, who was still sleeping there, snoring, and I woke him up in a panic and was like, oh my god, you'll never know where I just slept. I crawled into bed with your dad last night. And he just burst out laughing, and I have never been the same since, and I...
Did she just hang up? Okay, hang on. And I have never been the same since. Did you add that hang up to her fucking call? Brian, don't be lying to us.
Oh my. I didn't hear the hang up again.
Yeah, I want to hear the hang up again too.
I have never been the same since, and I...
right on the... I have never been the same since, and I... Okay, listen, she hung up in a panic.
She did.
As she should. Can you imagine crawling into bed with your hookup's dad by accident? Mm-hmm. And then also imagine the dad waking up being like,
Because she's like 20 at the time. I think maybe 19. They're still living with their parents. Maybe even 18. But, like, yeah, imagine... Like, I wish, though... I mean, it kind of like, I'm glad that the dad woke up before she did and moved to the couch or whatever. Because imagine she woke up and was spooning her fucking hookup's dad.
Yeah. Or I want to hook up again. But also, what about his parents were divorced? So imagine they were both still sleeping and the mom came in for whatever reason. He's lying there with this young girl. And she's like, no, I didn't. She's like, get out of here, you whore.
Skank.
Yeah. Get out of here, you whore.
Rob, you're sleeping with 20-year-olds. Yeah. You fucking dirty, like, dirty man.
Oh, I hooked up with your son. My son, too. Oh, my God. I'm sorry that happened to you. But I have to tell you, my favorite part was, and I've never been the same since, or whatever. What did she say?
Yeah, never been the same since.
The same since, and then. Oh, you PLT.
Hey, PLT.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, she's a PLT, I think. Yeah. And, oh, maybe she's the only PLT in that situation.
I think it's her. It is her. It is her.
But I do respect, like, when you're in someone else's house, you remember being, like, a guest when you're doing sleepovers at your friend's house? You know, you don't want to, like, turn all the lights on.
No.
You don't want to be disrespectful.
You don't want to be disrespectful. You don't want to wake up. Mm-hmm. You want to keep it off. I saw this meme recently where this person was, like, sitting on the toilet in the dark, and it was, like, me sitting in the dark not trying to turn the lights on so that I stay sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you get up, you're just sleepy.
Yeah.
And she's half cut.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shiran.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, this is a PLT story about me.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was working on the show called Wild Cards.
Yes.
You know the one.
It's on TV.
Catch it every Wednesday on CBC in Canada, CBC Gem, or in the US of the States. In the US of the States.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it's called, USA,
mm-hmm.
on the CW.
Yes, baby.
Every Wednesday. Please give us a season 2.
Watch it.
And please cast me again in season 2.
And even if you don't watch it, PVR it like I do, because
please.
Every download matters.
He doesn't watch it. He just PVRs it.
I watched some.
You didn't. So I'm working on this show, and it's about midway to three quarters of the way through filming.
Yeah.
So I have established a good relationship with the hair and makeup team.
Okay.
As an actor, that's who you see the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get the hot goss.
Yes.
That's where everything goes down.
Fun.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. You can say crazy stuff. You laugh. There was like, I made wonderful friends.
You add each other on Instagram.
You add each other on Instagram.
You sit down. I saw your story last night, girl.
Yeah.
Where was that margarita from? It looked good.
I love that margarita, girl.
Yeah.
What are you up to, girl? I hope you get another job.
Because mm-hmm.
we're all just trying. Please hire us. Please hire us. Please. Please. So anyways, I made really good friends with this one girl who was on the hair team, and she was hilarious. And once you get to know each other, you get to banter.
Well.
And so they knew that I like self-deprecating humor. So like I would show up and I would like open the door to the hair and makeup trailer, and they'd slam it shut on my face at like 5 a.m. in the morning and just laugh and be like, nope, you've been fired. You know, like say stupid, crazy shit to me. Yeah, so fun. And then there was another girl who was on the makeup team, and she was even worse. She would say the craziest shit to me, and I'd be like, hey, you can't say that, but it would be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I would laugh so hard.
Those little things that make, you know, any job that much more fun.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, they're my buddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought.
Uh-oh.
So I'm getting a little big for my britches, right? I'm like, I know people on this set. I'm having fun, but still being R-E-S-P-E-C-T-F-U-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
No, one L. Respectful. Just one.
Yeah.
Not full. Fall.
English, figure yourself out.
Figure yourself out. It's not for us to do it for you.
Yeah.
So anyways, this one day we're being shuttled. They say, hey, we're on set and our trailers are a little bit away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a shuttle. There's an SUV.
Okay.
So they said, hey, do you want to eat lunch here or at your trailer? I said, take me to my trailer now.
Yes.
Just kidding. I said, I think my trailer, please, because that's what everyone else is doing. So I want to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I'm shuttled back for my lunch. And I sit in my trailer and stare at the wall for half an hour.
Look at your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Look at my phone. And they're like, well, we're going to take a little bit longer. I'm like, okay. Anyways, so then we get shuttled back, and I'm with two of my buddies, and we're shuttling back, and I'm like, we're having a good time, you know, like I'm feeling like, okay, I'm part of this team, and like, wow, I'm a working actor, I'm on this TV show. And we step out of the SUV, and these two girls, they're having a lunch break, they're having a dart sort of around the corner. They're loud, they're on their lunch break, they're having a dart, they're both wearing leather jackets, and they're like cool girls, right? And I was like, hey guys, and they were like being mean to me because it was funny, right? They were like, fuck you or something, like shut up or something. And I was like, I'm like, what are you guys doing over here? You look like bad girls. And they're like, yeah, we're part of the bad girls club. And I was like, I'm bad, like, you know, trying to whatever. And then one of them looks at me and goes, yeah, bad at acting. And then everybody started laughing. It was the funniest thing anyone had ever said to me. I loved it.
You loved it. You didn't
it
get in your head.
It was hilarious. Not at all. It was like, well, I mean, of course I did later. I was like, they're just kidding, right? They're just
kidding. Maybe that would have been like, they mean it. They hate me. I'm the worst actor on this whole fucking set. But
everybody laughed. I laughed.
Yeah, I'm bad at acting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm bad. Like, I thought we were like in on a joke together. And they were like, yeah, bad at acting. And then they cackled like witches.
Give her a show.
It was hilarious. Yes. I was like, I can't believe you had the gall to say that to me. Mm-hmm. That you yelled it out loud, then laughed like witches. They cackled while they were hucking their butts. Love it. And then everybody else laughed. And it was the best, one of the best things, probably the best thing that ever happened to me on that set.
Amazing.
It was the best.
Well, you're the PLT.
I am a PLT. Yes, I am a full.
I want to meet this woman. I want to know this woman.
Yes, both of them.
Oh, give me her Instagram. I'm just going to message her and be like, hi.
Amy heard you said this. Yeah, she'll die.
She'll die.
I was dying. She said later, she was like, I hope that was an okay joke. I was like, girl, that was hilarious.
That matters, you know? I actually really appreciate that she did that.
She made sure.
You, like, this is your few weeks into filming, but at this point?
A couple months.
So yeah, like you said, you have a rapport. You feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You're feeling good. This is your family now. But yeah. If I were to say that too, like I'd probably get in my head later, like, ah, that was pretty far.
Oh, yeah,
like,
she made
everyone
sure.
laughed. I really respect that.
I was like, that was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. That was so mean.
It was
so embarrassing, mm-hmm. but in the best way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a pilt.
Yes.
And those girls are the Bad Girls Club.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm not a part of it.
Like every episode, we end with a question. This week's question, if you were running for the president of Red Robin Restaurants and you were in front of millions of Red Robin customers, please show us what the most important speech of your life would look like in hopes of becoming their new leader.
Hello, everyone. Hi, how are you? Janice, Joan, Susan, Tyler.
There's a million of us. You're going to name us all?
Yeah, because I want to show you that I won't name you all, but I can. Because I want to show you.
Boo, talk about the burgers.
Hey, as we all know, Red Robin is home of the Smiling Burger. And when I started, thank you. When I started here as a hostess, and there were ants crawling on the hostess stand, and I would flick them off. Hey, I have to tell the truth. It's a restaurant. Sometimes it happens. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
Yes.
Okay? And who knows if I'm telling the truth? I am, but I'm afraid they'll come after me.
True.
So edit this out. She doesn't edit it. Edit that part out. When I started here as a hostess, and I've seated people, and when I seated them, and the servers would say, fuck, Amy, what the fuck? I'm fucking slammed. Give it to Donna.
Yeah.
Why? Do you see I'm slammed, right? Do you have a fucking brain in there? And then I'd go, sorry, Brad. Donna said I had to give it to you because mm-hmm. she was slammed.
Yeah.
Fuck, I fucking hate it here. And I'd be like, sorry. And then I'd go back to my stand and I would see them again. No, I was so scared. And I'd go to the manager and I would say, John, Brad yelled at me. And he'd say, what did I tell you about coming here to complain? Get back to your stand and just toughen up.
Yeah.
You want to make it in this industry? Mm-hmm. This is Red Robin.
Yeah.
And it was then that I realized I did not want to become a server. I did not want to be a food runner. I did it for a little bit, but I didn't like that. And then eventually I quit because they were going to fire me. But now I'm back. They were going to fire me because I had blonde and black hair. But now I'm back. Thank you. And I'm here to be a manager because I believe in the burgers and I believe in Red Robin.
Amy. Wow.
Yeah. Goosebumps?
Goosebumps.
Are you
like, I'm
serious?
Covered head to toe. Oh, that actually might be a rash.
Oh, that's also a zit.
Yeah. Okay, I'm up.
Okay.
Clucks and fries. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day I wake up, the first thing on my mind, my marriage? No. World peace? No.
This sucks.
Clucks and fries? You better fucking believe it. Do we have bottomless fries, everybody?
You suck.
Yeah, we do have bottomless fries.
Hey, you can't speak for the crowd. Are you speaking for yourself or the crowd?
You know what? You know what I love? Teriyaki chicken burgers, barbecue chicken burgers, bonsai burgers,
woo!
Mesa chicken salads,
woo!
Bottomless freckled lemonades, Joe Dart walks up to me. Yo, 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 a freckle lemonade. What does that mean? Lemonade's got freckles. You know what that means? It's strawberry syrup with strawberry chunks that we put in that lemonade. And if you pay for it for $4.99, we're going to refill that 17 times if you want.
Hurry up.
Because I stand on this stage looking at you.
We only have this elementary school gym for 10 more minutes.
I stand on the stage looking at you, my people, my Red Robin employees. I have been gone from the company for a long time, just like Miss Amy Goodmurphy. But guess what? I never hosted. I bust. And then I became a server, then a bartender, and then a manager. I climbed my way to the top. Amy's coming back here like she's been gone for 20 years. She doesn't have the experience I have.
Did you fart?
Yeah, I did, because I had Clexton fries for breakfast and lunch. And that plum sauce really disagrees with my stomach. But I eat it because I love Red Robin and I love you. Thank you so much.
Ryan,
thank you so much.
Ryan. Whoa. Who would they choose?
Me.
Really? Yeah, they would choose
just because of experience.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And you really humanized yourself when you farted.
But I have to pick a running mate as my vice, Red Robin.
Please pick me. Please pick me.
And I'm going to pick D.
Yeah.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in, because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.